You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend, a new show took to public radio airwaves inside Solano State Prison, where those incarcerated are DJs. The radio show is more than a music playlist, but an opportunity for those inside prison to storytell and share how certain songs shaped their lives. The Uncuffed playlist is part of KALW, a public media station based in San Francisco, which says this is California's first radio music program hosted by incarcerated people and broadcast to the general public. This is also part of a larger audio storytelling program that has been going on inside San Quentin State Prison for more than a decade, expanding to Solano State Prison in 2018. In that time, the Uncuffed podcast has over 200,000 downloads, and once released, graduates have gone on to careers in media and advocacy. Here's a little taste.
We rolling.
Man, let's get this thing cracking.
Let's get it.
Bring it.
Let's do it.
What?
Coming at you from Solano State Prison in the rolling hills of the Golden State.
And from the Bay of San Francisco at San Quentin State Prison.
This is Uncuffed.
Uncuffed is about telling our stories from our perspectives.
From the perspective of a person who hasn't had his story told.
We bring them down to the studio, or we record them, and then we edit it ourselves.
Uncuffed is like a golden conduit. It allows us to release emotions that's been pent up for years, to understand and unwind.
A program that has afforded incarcerated men the opportunity to tell their stories and the stories of other incarcerated men.
And we came together to learn radio, produce radio.
It's about sharing with other people and making connections with other people.
Joining us now is Eli Wirtschafter, the Uncuffed program director, Mariah Yates, the lead teacher of the Uncuffed broadcast DJ program inside Solano State Prison, and Chanton Bunn, a graduate of the storytelling program at San Quentin State Prison and a former co-host of the Uncuffed podcast. Good morning to you all.
Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. All right, Eli, I want to start with you. Who came up with this idea more than a decade ago?
You know, I wasn't around in the program at that time, but as I understand, you know, San Quentin News has been going on a long time, the wonderful newspaper out of San Quentin produced by incarcerated people. And so there were some reporters and editors at our station, KALW, who started to visit that newspaper program. And it was some incarcerated folks who were there at San Quentin who said, let's have a radio show here. Bring us the equipment, teach us. We want to learn how to do this. So our station started helping facilitate incarcerated people there at San Quentin, making radio stories, airing them on our station. And that's how it all began. Hmm.
Why do you think it's endured for more than a decade and counting at San Quentin and now in its fifth year at Solano State Prison?
Well, it's easy for us why we want to keep doing it. The stories are incredible and so important for our listeners to hear this important part of our community that so often doesn't get heard and so often doesn't get to share their own experiences as journalists. To get to be the storytellers and not just the subject of stories is really important to us and something that this program makes possible. For the participants, they're learning skills. They love it. They love the chance to be heard. And then why is it still going is the prison system actually allows it and endorses it. They understand that this is an amazing rehabilitative opportunity for incarcerated people.
How many people have been part of Uncuffed in all these years, do you think?
I know we've had over 60 people interviewed on the program. It's probably a good bit higher than that. Number of graduates is a little bit fuzzier, but in the dozens.
Yeah. What are the qualifications? How can you become part of the program?
You know, we open it up to anyone at either of the prisons we work at, Solano and San Quentin, who wants to join. You have to get on a wait list and from there, we don't have any restrictions such as, you know, what crime were you convicted for or how long have you spent in prison or are you going to get out? We've worked with people who are LWOPs, life without the opportunity of parole. It's not strictly about are you going to be able to use these skills after prison. You know, we want to validate that anyone who wants to tell their story, wants to help others tell their stories can have this opportunity.
All right, Chanton, that brings me to you. How did you become connected with the Uncuffed program?
Yeah, I was on a yard with Lewis A. Scott, and we used to talk a lot. And he told me that, hey, you have a lot to share. I never thought I would ever go on radio or even like speak about some of my experiences. But he dragged me down there, and a KOW and Uncuff program taught me how to write my story, write stories that I'm interested in, tell stories of folks and their experience. And I enjoyed it. And from then on, I've been with Uncuff off and on out here.
Mm. Yeah, I was watching a video that was showing what how Uncuffed worked, and we played a bit of it at the beginning of this conversation. And I remember you shared something, Chanton, saying that just kind of like the value of not just sharing and opening up among friends, like people that are familiar to you, but also opening up to an audience, to listeners, and the value of that. How did being part of the Uncuffed program deepen your understanding of yourself and also others?
Yeah, it's about sharing. A lot of us, and especially like myself, being incarcerated was shameful. Just sharing our story and humanizing my own story and not villainizing myself all my life really helped. And then seeing folks that hear my story and as we share, also seeing that, and that really helped me in my own journey of self-redemption.
I mean, getting reflective, you know, isn't always comfortable, but it obviously pays dividends because it gives you an understanding, all of us a better understanding when we do it, of kind of like our own root causes. And in your case, of experiencing incarceration.
Yeah, experiencing incarceration. And also I'm a genocide survivor. Mm. So,
and trauma.
There was so much trauma within me that I had all my life. Keeping it to myself was not helping, and being able to share and learning how to share really helped me understand myself and what I went through, and also helped me understand my trauma.
How was it being able to have some of those listeners be loved ones listening to you and your work and your voice?
At first they were surprised that I even done radio, and like, oh, you're on the radio. But especially to folks, my family and my mother, it also helped because these are things that we don't talk about. There's things I talk about on air that me and my family never talked about, but hearing my stories, it opened up a conversation when I came home. It opened up a lot of understanding, and it opened up a communication that we've never had.
Mm. I would imagine that self-awareness, you know, it also can build confidence. It can build self-worth. There is a rehabilitation program at Rio Cosumnes Correctional Center here in Sacramento County, and it's called Redemption Coffee, and you train people in the coffee industry. And I spoke with someone who was part of that program, and they were connected to the coffee industry once they were released. And one of the things that really stuck with me was kind of this humanizing element from these rehabilitation programs, which is obvious when you think about it. And for her, it was realizing that, you know, for her, it was that she committed a felony, but she is not a felon, you know, and that really changed the way she viewed herself and her place in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. In a lot of our storytelling, we often remind folks that we are impacted, we are felons, but we're not that one act that happened decades ago. And coming home with the skills that I've gained from KLW and doing Uncuffed allowed me to have pride in myself and to have a knowledge of how to tell narrative. And since coming home, I was an advocate for immigration rights, which I am in danger for. And the skills that were taught to me doing radio and podcasting helped me use all those skills to advocate for my community, advocate for myself. And it's been a tool that I use daily. When I'm working with my reentry, and without the skills that I've learned, I don't think that I could tell my narrative and speak the way I do. So it carries a lot, and it gives me a lot of pride that I could do that for my community.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're learning more about the Uncuffed Audio Storytelling Program inside San Quentin and Solano State Prisons. Okay, Mariah, so let's get into this new piece of the program. This is the Uncuffed Playlist at Solano State Prison. Why expand to a DJ podcast or playlist?
Radio has always had the two sides to it, talk radio and music. And it felt like the right time to expand the program from a podcast focused program to also include music. And music can be such a vehicle for expression. It's a real stepping stone. And sometimes music can say something that a person isn't quite ready to say out loud for themselves.
What are some of the topics that student DJs are wanting to talk about?
There's a wide range of topics, but some would include brotherhood, redemption, tragedy, contained emotions, overcoming anger, to name a few.
We're going to listen to one that y'all sent over. So let's take a quick listen, and then we can unpack it a little bit after we hear it.
So here you go, Fee. This is the Uncuffed Playlist, and I'm still DJ Force, with a voice that makes you want to rejoice. What you just heard was Outstanding by the Gap Band. And of course, Keith Sweat, I Wanna. But everything was not outstanding with my girl Felicia. You know, you have the highs and lows sometimes, the ups and the downs. And on Christmas Day in 1984, I went to juvenile hall. I was guilty. I went to juvenile hall for assaulting two other teenagers. My family, they were having some get together with other family members. I didn't want to attend. Felicia's family, her mother and her sister, I don't know, maybe Butch, they were having some sort of Christmas get together. I didn't want to attend that. I was going through some turmoil of my own. So I went out with a friend, and we were just walking the streets. And anybody who happened to be on the streets when we were on the streets, we did the awful thing of assaulting them just for the sake of doing it. So I ended up in juvenile hall. When I went to juvenile hall, the first thought that came to my mind was, oh my God, I'm gonna lose my girlfriend. I didn't want to lose Felicia. I had no reason to think that I was gonna lose her, but I was afraid. I didn't feel so tough when I thought I was gonna lose my girl.
First of all, I mean, it's like his voice is made for radio. I mean, he sounds amazing, and just also being so vulnerable. Mariah, when you see this, like the inception of this and then putting this together, and then you actually listen to it, you really have this front row seat of this transformation. How is that for you?
The more of these pieces that I'm able to listen through to the whole thing as we finalize the editing, the more and more blown away I am by the level of authenticity and vulnerability that people are willing to bring in a space where it can be very challenging to be vulnerable for a variety of reasons. I am truly blown away again and again by the level of dedication, seriousness, and also compassion and positivity for the other students around them that I see the student DJs bringing week after week. Everyone in that class wants everyone else in that class to be able to bring their best selves to that program.
Let's listen to one more. This is DeAndre.
In this part, I want to talk about the distance that I felt, the emotion that I felt was just heartbreak. I felt angry. I was confused, and all these things led me to kind of like steer away from my family. You know, I wasn't really connected with everybody like I normally would, and I just felt like it was kind of like a why God type of thing for me. Like, why did that have to happen to my little brother? Somebody that I talked to pretty much every other day, FaceTime, you know, coming to me for advice and stuff like that, and I ain't have him no more, so. But this is why I say that music is so much more than just something you listen to. It's something that really gets you out of things and gets you through the struggle. It's a savior for a lot of people, you know, because it's like music is what got me through that time period, even though I was going through the struggle and going through the most. And then I always know how to be there for my family, my kids, missing their uncle and whatnot. It was just like, okay, I was playing music to get me up every day, playing music to be able to go to work and be able to look these people that I really don't got nothing in common with in the face and be able to still do my job and, you know, make the chicken and go home, you know. But I just feel like, yeah, everything I went through, music helped me be stronger for it, you know, and it was where I could not talk to certain people about certain stuff. Music was my communication, you know what I'm saying, to the outside world, you know. And a lot of times, like, we could use songs to kind of explain to people what we're going through. I didn't really know how to sit there and talk to my girl about what I was going through, but I knew she understood what I was going through based off of certain songs that I listened to and stuff, so.
Oh, that resonates with so many people. I mean, I think music is universal in what it can do for you in terms of a support if you don't even have the emotional vocabulary to kind of understand and process what you're going through. So this weekend was really like the first playlist drop. How did it go?
It was fantastic. We it broadcast both on KALW, and then we celebrated, Uncuffed had its first in-person celebration of the Uncuffed playlist and also a re-entry program that we've been doing outside of the state prisons. And the response is overwhelming and overwhelmingly positive. And these pieces will continue to air. They'll be rolling out on a weekly basis on KALW on Friday and Saturday nights at midnight. But perhaps even more exciting is we are in the process of finalizing licensing to be able to broadcast these pieces inside all of the California state prisons through the institutional television programming there. Mm. And I think the opportunity to hear incarcerated voices on the outside is priceless. And I think the opportunity for other incarcerated people to hear other incarcerated people is equally important.
Chanton, how does it feel to listen to these excerpts? I mean, you went from a co-host to now you're a listener.
I mean, it brings me back to being in the studio with the team and coming up with a subject. And then also hearing them share their story is exactly what you heard when we get together and do a story. It brings up so much emotion, so much memories, and it tells the story of a person, not of a felon.
Chanton, how did this experience really shape, you know, your life, your careers, and your passions?
Yeah.
Because I think when we chatted, when we first had our initial chat on Friday, you were mentoring youth and young adults.
Yeah, I mentor youth and young adults now. I do reentry work for folks that are getting released from the county jail or prison. I do a lot of advocating for immigrant rights. This year, we're running the Home Act to keep folks from being detained and letting them come home to their family. And the experience that I received from everybody that the podcast with me was like, this is our chance to come home and give back to the community that we took from for so many years. We all talked about it like if we ever had a chance to come back to our community, we'll help our community. And through our stories and a narrative, hopefully help the youth not make the same mistakes that we made and spent decades incarcerated. So I'm living that as we speak, and from everything I learn, I'm using it and utilizing it every day.
Yeah, and sharing it with others, which is wonderful. Eli, when it comes to the Uncuffed program, how unique is this? Is this unique to California and the country?
Well, we are part of Prison Radio International, which is a new group of people doing prison radio projects around the world, as the name suggests. So last summer, we went to Norway for the first ever conference of people doing this work. There's not that many programs in the States. There's another program in Colorado that started recently. And actually, Uncuffed is broadcasting now on Colorado Prison Radio. There's, of course, the podcast Ear Hustle, also out of San Quentin, which some former participants in our program helped start up, and we stay close with them. But there's programs, there's prison radio in Argentina, in India, there's a jail radio program, Australia, all over the world, all over Europe. So it's been a fantastic to get connected with all these different groups who, in lots of different ways and doing lots of different kinds of programming, are connecting with this thing that the voice helps convey humanity, and especially in prison, where I think, you know, the images of people can be so dehumanizing, and the visuals can be dehumanizing. The voice helps connect people on the inside with folks on the outside.
I agree. Well, Eli, Mariah, and Chanton, thank you so much for the time and really the great work behind this.
Really appreciate it, Vicky. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky.
And that is Eli Wirtschafter, the Uncuffed Program Director, Mariah Yates, the lead teacher of the Uncuffed Broadcast DJ Program in Solano State Prison, and Chanton Bunn, a graduate of the Storytelling Program at San Quentin State Prison and a former co-host of the Uncuffed podcast. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.